Oh yeah, so I was saying that I was explaining that we were discussing about how the mantris are chanting the Maha Mantra in times of yoga and viyoga, meeting and separation of Radha and Krishna, with the conception that every word of the Maha Mantra indicates Krishna. And this is the way that the Raganugya Bhakta chants the Maha Mantra per his training or guidance or realization in his practices of his sadhana. And we're just sharing these ideas. So there, outside of the Kali Mandir, I said there's pictures of Krishna killing these different demons, because the Sakis, when they see that, they get excited. And they feel, oh, I'm going to meet this wonderful hero, my Nayak, my hero, my Priyatam, Krishna. And they get excited that, wow, he's so heroic, he's so strong, he's so brave. I mean, it's inspiring, just like if a man has a very beautiful wife, and when he walks out and she's all decorated and dressed, and he walks out in public, he's proud. He's proud of his wife. He's so beautiful. And everyone's looking at her. He doesn't mind. He knows this is my wife. She loves him. He loves her. And he's proud to have such a beautiful wife. So you have a beautiful wife and the husband is like zilch. I mean, nothing. Then she can't feel too excited. So this is the whole idea of these paintings. So now take it inside the kunj. That's it. I mean, I can get that speaker from the Harinam also. The microphone, you know. India. I have that other speaker, you know. Can you get that? The Harinam one. Yeah, if you can come a little close. Because I'm thinking that then it'll go out on Harinam, then the batteries will go dead on that one, because that's on batteries. No, I want to get rained on. I'm sorry, I was thinking of this already because we're having some trouble, but we'll try to get some new batteries. At any rate, so when Radha and Krishna are there and the mantris are chanting, I think... Can you find out where the chokidar is? He should be on call. Okay, just look outside and make sure the chokidar is there. Haridas? Look outside, because he should be ready to cover the speakers and everything with plastic, you know. So, we can bear a little water, you know, for the speakers. I can't do. At any rate, so when at that time, when Radha and Krishna are together, then... He's there. Yeah, just tell him in Hindi that it may rain. He should be ready for the plastic bags, you know. So then they're singing. They're not chanting. They're singing very beautiful, madhur kirtan. Very sweet and beautiful. And madhura madhurya. And very sweet and full of madhurya, conjugal feelings. And then at that time, when they're singing each one of these words, they're meditating. The meaning of each one of these words is that Krishna's the hero, that he's such a gallant lover, that he's so talented. So then they're singing a pastime and they're meditating on a pastime where they're coming together and they're enjoying. And so when Radharani's hearing this and Krishna's hearing this, he's saying, yeah, that's me, you know. And then Radharani, so that enhances the pleasure of their experience. And then when in separation, which I told you, then Radharani is missing Krishna so much. So then that there's a different pastime to bring Krishna to Radharani and bring. Now they're meeting, and this goes like this. Anyway, if you have to chat also to find out, but this is basically the conception behind it. We'd like to write about these things, but it's a little hard. Life is not peaceful. So, a language of feeling. It's a language of feelings. The language between Radharani and the gopis and mantris is a language of feelings conveyed through hearts from Radharani to her Sakhi mantris. The Sakyamanjaris feel happiness and distress following the moods of Radharani, which we mentioned here, Atma Sukha Dukkha. He said that their Atmas, that they feel their happiness and distress is related to Radharani. So they feel happiness and distress following the moods of Radharani. Radharani's happy, they're happy. Radharani's distressed. The Sakis and Mandris, they act to perfectly to expand the love affairs of Radha Govinda. And they who have complete faith and trust in their servants. So Radha Govinda, they have complete faith and trust in their servants, their Sakis and Mandris. So I think I'll continue that tomorrow. This is one small prayer. I collected this from Jiva Dharma. It's an example of devotees that are following Raghunuga Sadhana in Manjari Bhav, and how that sadhaka reveals his heart to his guru, what he's meditating on, what he's feeling, what he's desiring. So he says, "Oh Gurudev." Because he's come to his Gurudev. He says, "Oh Gurudev, I want to reveal my mind." There's that verse about Priti Lakshana and Nectar of Instruction, Priti Lakshana. Characteristics of Priti or love. Hindi, Priti, love, prem. It says, Tadati Pratigrinati Bhungte Bojaya Tejava. Then, Guyam Akyati Prichit. Guyam Akyati. Prichati. Guyam akya, guyam akyati prichati. Guya means secret, and akya means speak. Akya. Upakya. Like we say upakya or upakya. So that means to speak secretly or speak confidentially, speak privately with the guru or with any loving friend, devotee, etc. So this is an example of that. O Gurudev, Srimati Radhika is the queen of my heart. My life and soul belong to Radha. My heart melts at the sound of Radha's name. This is a very advanced level of Raghunuga Sadhaka. And we say Radha, Radha. My heart melts at the sound of Radharani's name. Words are easy to speak, easy to hear, but difficult to understand the meaning behind it all. Very difficult. Very simple English sentence. My heart melts at the sound of Radha's name. And we say, my heart melts at the sound of Rasgulla. Or whatever. You know, it's like, it's just a very simple, basic English sentence. With a high, unattainable meaning, at least for myself. My heart melts. It's desirable, but not realizable. My heart melts at the sound of Radha's name. If someone is speaking Harikatha, but does not mention the glories of Srimati Radharani, I have no attraction to hearing such topics. Even though it's Punya Shravanam. It's Punya Shravanam to hear the topics of Krishna, Harikatamritam Tapta Jivanam. But there's no mention of Radharani in those topics, and I have no interest at all. I no longer identify with my birth. Sarvapati Vinirmuktam Tatparin. I no longer identify with my birth or material body or name. Because we're so-and-so Smith or whatever from this country, etc. I find great happiness and satisfaction in identifying myself solely as a maidservant of Srimati Radharani, completely dependent on Radha's mercy and compassion. So, of course, that's the Bhuta Shuddhi. Bhuta Shuddhi. Bhuta means elements, Bhuta. Like we say, Panchabhotika, Deha. So, Bhuta means elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. This body is made of elements. Bhuta Shuddhi means Shud, everyone knows. That means pure. It's a method of purifying the elements. So generally, there's the gross elements, and then there's the subtle elements. So in the Didi worship, different Archanapadatis, Didi worship books, before one begins puja, he's supposed to transcendentalize his identity at least for a half an hour or for 1 hour. Although the rest of the time we're, you know, Russian, German, American, man, woman, etc., whatever we are, so many designations. But that time, I'm supposed to identify that I'm Krishna Das. So the general, on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, the Bhuta Shuddhi is this prayer that emanated from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the beginning of Rath Yatra, as he uttered four prayers and then so many other phrases, etc., during the course of Rath Yatra. But one prayer that he uttered was, Naham vipro na cha narapatir napi vaisho nishudro, naham varni na cha griha patir no vanishto yatirava, kentu prodya nikala paramananda purna britab der, gopi vartu padakamalayor dasana dasana dasana. Das, dasana dasana. I think everyone knows that part of the prayer, that I'm servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. I'm a servant of the servant of Gopinath. So Gopinath's servants are gopis. if it's Gopinath, then you're a coward boy. But it says, but Mahaprabhu is in Radhabhav, and he says, Gopi Bhartu. Bhartu means the Lord, the Master. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Das Anadas. So the dasas of Gopinath are actual dasis. So I'm a servant of the servant of the dasi. So that's in Vaidhi Sadhana we're supposed to identify as Anugatya of the gopis. Now in Raganuga Sadhana, you identify and very specifically that I'm such and such Manjari, and this is my identity. And that's described in Narottam Das Thakur's Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Sankalpa Kalpadruma, and Stavavali. Everywhere there's these prayers. Tavevasmi, Tavevasmi, Najivami Tvayavi, Na Itivigaya Radhi Tvam. Or Devi, actually wrote Devi. Devi Tvam, Nayamam Charanantikam. He said, I am yours, I am yours. I cannot live without you, O Radharani. Please fix me at your lotus feet as your eternal servant. So in Ragmarg, you very specifically identify yourself with your name, age, form, complexion, dress, seva, jute, you know, what group you're in, your guru's form, and then you do your puja or your smaran or meditation. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita.